Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning. Well, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open the word this morning. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to be with me, to give me the guidance, Father, that I need, and the words that I need to speak that are yours and not mine, Father, and that is of your mind and your way, and not my opinion nor my way, Father. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this study this morning, giving us something to grow thereby. And I'm asking this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Beginning here with verse 1, it says, Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Now, we know this story because we've studied it before, but to make sure of the understanding of why the Lord had it recorded. 2. It was that Mary, which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now we know that the Lord loved Lazarus, and Mary and Martha, all three. Now, we know also that about the supernatural power that went on, but there was something else also. And here in verse 3, therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. In other words, it was to be used to help lift up the name and to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because once again, now, he's going to be performing one of the greatest miracles recorded in the Bible. Number five. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Six, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Why does Jesus linger 2 days? He is beyond the Jordan where John baptized and not in Judea. The journey to Bethany would require about 1 day, and it was approximately 18-mile minimum. A summary of the 4 days helps answer the above question. Now, what's this about 4 days? And on the first day, the messenger traveled from Bethany east across Jordan to find Jesus. The next 2 days, Jesus lingered. On the fourth day, Jesus traveled west across the Jordan to Bethany. And since Lazarus had already lain in the grave 4 days when Jesus arrived, he must have already been in the grave when the messenger reached Jesus at the end of the first day. You see, most of us never thought about that. But this is some more of the Jewish way of thinking in that day and time. You see, the Jews normally buried a person on the day of the death. Thus, Jesus did not tarry 2 days waiting for Lazarus to die. Some Jews apparently believed that the soul hovered near a body for 3 days, hoping to re-inhabit the body. By the fourth day, they believed the soul of Bob that hope had left. Perhaps Jesus tarried 2 days so that the resurrection would take place after the fourth day and convince even those who felt his earlier resurrection miracles could be explained by this theory about the soul. And the others had taken place shortly after death, or in the case of the son of the widow and Jairus' daughter in Matthew chapter 9, apparently on the very day of death. Now, you see, these things, a lot of things go on by the way, and different theories they use back then and think happens, which don't necessarily happen that way. But they figure that Jesus done this in order to show and to glorify him, because they had thought that the soul always stayed around the body for 4 days. So by him waiting that 2 days, that made 4 days that Lazarus was waiting in the grave. which do away with that belief. Now, we don't know whether that's so or not, because the Word don't tell us that that's what it was. But we do know that it could be. Now, 7, then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Now this term sleep is an aphorism of those that are believers. That's the ones that uses that term sleep on. Those that are not believers, the term is always dead or death. But for those that are believers, it's sleep. Now, then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. 14, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. 15, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. He let his disciples know a lot of the reason of why he has carried. 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. 19. Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You see, several times in our study we have seen this, where the Lord himself has told you and I that when we become true believers in him, we will never die. Oh, everybody dies. No. And Jesus is telling you, and he's doing so even here. That those that believeth in me, he says, shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. But you see, he's speaking about us spiritually, because we were created to be spiritual beings. And then that body was put into this flesh. That person, that spirit that is you and I, was then placed in this body as a baby. And once we choose the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we walk as a child of the living God, that spirit will never die. Think about it. Now, and when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. 29, as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, here in 30, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. 31. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Now they followed her because they was there to help console her. 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She's telling him the same thing Martha had told him when Martha met him. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. 35. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. The verb wept is used only here in the New Testament, meaning a shedding of tears, a deep grief. Although Jesus was God, he was also man. John recognizes and records this expression of a very human emotion, and he affirms the full humanity of Christ as well as his deity. John is not a dietist, one who believes Jesus was merely a fad. Those that believe, you know, he was some sort of goats or something, lady walking around. Some prophet that had died and come back to life. They had all kinds of beliefs about him. 36. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. 40. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? That power of Almighty God and his glory and what he can and will do. 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou has sent me. When he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Now you see, you still, even with all of this, you still got those two groups. 47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we for this man doeth many miracles? If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. Thinking about themselves. And one of them named Cleophas, being the high priest, that same year said unto them, you know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. In this place, and this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. You see, they don't never give up. These chief priests, the scribes and the Pharisees, never quit. Get before. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence into a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Now, you see, they're doing all kinds of things. In 56, then sought they for Jesus and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple. What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. They are just bound and determined to see him dead. Well, we know that they will get to see that. But as of this time, it's not his time yet. He still has work to do. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 11. We're not going to go into chapter 12 because it is also 50 verses long. So we're going to stop here for this morning. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer that you've all got something out of our study this morning, and that you have enjoyed it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace for them. And I pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And this land in which we live, Father, it has turned away from you, taking Jesus out of every place he was in, not wanting his name used even in prayer. Father, this nation that you have blessed, and I pray, Father, that those that are sitting in all high places of our government that are filled with evil and putting evil back into this land and making things into law that is not so, that is evil, even an abomination unto you, that they be replaced, Father, with those that belong to you, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people, and this land, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ, and putting Jesus back into every place they've taken him out of, and making him, Father, the true Messiah over this country. We know he is the truth. that this land now needs, Father, to make him dead for this land and put him back. Now, Father, pray for all of those that are part of this, that study with us, that hear your word. And I pray, Father, for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, all of our family members, Father, because we all have family members walking in darkness instead of light. May the Holy Spirit work within them to help to bring them from darkness to light, that light being Jesus, so that none be lost and all can make heaven their home. Now, Father, as we separate for the day, keep us through this day in health. Keep us safe. Bring us together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word for study. Now, Father, as we walk through the day, watch over us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Chicka boom 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 boom. Chicka boom 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 boom. Chicka boom boom boom.
Get along in sweet accord.